into the Jaguars Jam, our weekly visit with the United Kingdom media, and we start with a look inside Everbank Field. Get ready for week two. The game will be played this Sunday. The Tennessee Titans are coming to face the Jacksonville Jaguars. Welcome in. J.P. Shadrick with you. Our thanks to everybody on the media conference call today. We'll get to those questions coming up, some fan questions as well. For our guest today, he had two sacks in the game this past week in Houston. Yannick Ngakoue is with us. Thanks for coming on, man.
Appreciate
good to see
it.
You. It's a fun time around Everbank Field. This is a happy group right now after a big win last week.
Winning atmosphere, you like to be around that.
Exactly. It's something we've needed around here for a while, and good to be 1-0.
Definitely.
Let's go ahead and make it 2-0 this week. How about that?
Yeah, we just got a bill from last week.
I like that. So let's get to the media conference call. We got a lot of folks waiting to talk to you on the line today in the United Kingdom. Let's start off with Richard Graves of Sky Sports to get us going today. What's up, Richard?
Hey, JP. Hey, Yannick. Great to be talking to you at 1-0. It's been a while since we've been able to say that about the Jags at the start of the season. But before we get to the football, I just want to talk a little bit about, obviously, Hurricane Irma. You guys were delayed in Houston before you could come back due to the effects of that hurricane. We've seen pictures of you and some of the guys. I saw Leonard Fournette helping unload relief equipment from the back of a trailer. What's it been like in that community in Jacksonville, and what does it mean to all of you guys to be back in that community now?
I mean, it just means a lot to us, you know. Basically, just looking from the Houston experience or what they went through, you can tell a lot of people put a lot of attention on that and just reach their arms out and help. And I definitely see a lot of guys, and I feel like a lot of guys are going to do what they can to help, you know, just with the other damages that were done to the city.
I know a lot of guys, Jan, they own houses here in town. So Blake just said earlier today he had to go fix a fence that fell in his yard. And a lot of guys don't have power right now. Some coaches are displaced.
I mean, yeah.
That's real life during the NFL season.
Yeah, definitely terrible, you know what I mean? But this is something you can't control. You just got to make sure, you know, you help out each guy that needs help.
Let's go back to the conference call now. Alex Johnson from Give Me Sport, what's up?
Hi, guys. Yannick, the D-line dominated against Houston last week. What went so right for you?
The D-line, I'm not even just speaking on myself. The D-line, you got Malik, you know, Calais. You got guys like Dante. All of us, we just clicked. And then the back end, the rotation we have as well, you got guys that don't skip a beat, don't miss a beat. And I just feel like we got the chemistry, and we all push each other each and every day in practice as well as before the game, and just to make sure we execute as being one of the best D-line groups in this league.
10 sacks is a franchise single-game record, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, you knew that. Oh, yeah. You've been reading the notes after the game, I'm sure. A fantastic ball game for this Jaguars defense. Will Gavin from Gridiron. What's up, Will?
Hey, man, and hey, Yannick. Yannick, we spoke after the game on Sunday night, but I wanted to know, since watching the game back, one thing I've noticed is that in the first half, you got a lot of pressure on Tom Savage just with the front four, just bringing standard pressure, whereas the second half you switched and brought a lot of blitz packages. Was that a function of the change of quarterback, or was there something you saw in the offense in the first half that made you think, right, we bring some more pressure, we're really going to take them out here?
Basically going into the game, you know, Coach Watts, we all just took it personal. We took it personal that they were just talking about Houston's defense. They didn't really give us no respect as a D-line, and we took that personal, and we used that as a chip on our shoulder, you know, to go out and finish strong and execute. And just definitely going into the game, we thought we were good enough. We can just rush for it. We didn't have to throw no blitzes in, and I feel like that's just how talented our defensive line is.
Good coverage on the back end certainly helped things out.
And definitely the back seven. You know, rushing cover goes both hand in hand.
It argues both ways. Sometimes the defensive backs say, oh, we don't need the pass rush. We can do it on our own. Some guys the pass rush guys. It all has to work together.
It does, but you still, you know, it's a blessing to have two lockdown corners like A.J. and Jalen. It just frees guys like Calais and me up and Dante to just be able to make plays because these guys are locking guys down consistently.
Back to the conference call now. Roger Goodgroves from Double Coverage. What's up, man?
Yeah, hi, JP. Hi, Yannick. So two great strip sacks at the weekend in the emotional game against the Texans. So tell me, with the league's more liberal rules this year, what sort of preparation have you been putting into your own touchdown celebration? And can you give me a clue as to what we should be looking out for?
I got to get in that situation first. When I get past the end zone, then I'll figure out what I'll do.
You don't know yet. You have no idea
where
you would even begin. You're not a big sack dance guy either, though, are you?
I just like making plays. I just like, I like changing the game, I like changing the momentum. I don't like just sacks. I like making sure I can get the offense back the ball to win.
Yeah, and the best dance is walking back to the huddle and doing it again.
You know, the best dance is walking back to the bench after you turned the ball over.
That's even better, yeah. No doubt. Let's get to a couple of fan questions here. We'll get back to the conference call. Let's start off with a Twitter question from Jonesy after a fantastic opening game. How do you keep the momentum going into the Titans game? Love from a UK fan. A fantastic output last week in Houston. You're coming back home. How do you carry that over to this week?
Simple. You just forget about the last week. The last week doesn't matter no more. You know, this is a new week. You got to prepare the same way you prepared last week. And definitely just study your film. And just pushing guys each and every day in practice, making sure, letting guys know it's just a new week and it's new goals.
New team against you, too. The Tennessee Titans coming in. Let's go to social again, Twitter. At Mitch Moth asking, do you have any personal goals for the year? Or since you've started now, do you kind of put that aside? What do you feel on that?
Really no personal goals. My personal goal is just to be a leader on the defense. Definitely in my room, my unit room, just become a better leader. And personally, just becoming a smarter player.
There's a lot of big personalities in that room, by the way. I mean, Calais has been around the league for a long time now. Dante's coming on strong. You're in there. You got Malik, who is not a quiet guy. I mean, that's a lot of different guys from different backgrounds coming together in one group.
Yeah, definitely a lot of guys that got great work ethics and a lot of guys with different personalities and backgrounds, and that's just what makes us even more closer because we accept where each and every guy came from, and it makes us close.
Let's get one more round through the conference call, and we'll get you out of here and get you back. You have a lot to do today to get ready for Tennessee moving ahead here. Let's start at the top again. Richard Graves from Sky Sports. What's up?
Yeah, can you just talk to us a little bit about the Calais Campbell effect? Obviously, we all know it was a record-setting day for him personally as well with the Jags on Sunday. And the fact that the Texans then brought in Deshaun Watson, how much does that help you prepare for the problems posed by an equally mobile quarterback in Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, to answer the first question, I would say Calais is just a great leader. I sit next to him each and every day in practice. I mean, not in practice, in meetings. And I just critique what he's doing, and he critiques what I'm doing. And that's how we push each other to become the best. All he talks about, if you talk to him, all he talks about is just being the best and winning. And that's what you need in the locker room. Definitely a guy with that experience and him being a veteran. As well as Deshaun Watson, all you have to do really this week, we're going against the same quarterback, the same style. Just got to rush, have smart rush lanes, and bring pressure each and every play.
We've seen it in the past where Mariota gets free, and then it's a 60-yard run down the field because you got the defensive backs out in coverage. And you just got to keep him contained, right?
Contained. You can't be scared to rush because if you're sitting, if you're rushing, and he has a chance to sit back there and stay a long time, that's when he can hurt you.
Alex Johnson, Give Me Sport. What's up?
The Jaguars come to London in week 3 to take on the Ravens. Yannick, do you have anything planned for your free time in Upgrade Capital?
I have a couple of things planned. I got a couple friends in London, so let's check the city out a little bit, see what's up in London.
Yeah, there's a lot to do in London.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't want to give away all your secrets, so we'll hold off. I won't follow up with that one. Will Gavin from Gridiron, you got another one?
Yeah, I do. I want to know, Yannick, your social media team there at the Jags have had some fun after Sunday night. Don't know if you've seen changing the name of the Twitter handle to hashtag Saxonville. What do you think of that as a new brand, a new title for your defense? And, you know, a little bit braggadocious from a team going above 500 for the first time in a while.
Yeah, that's just the standard Saxonville. We just want to have that identity that we're a team that can get after the quarterback, and not just the quarterback, just make sure we can disrupt in the backfield. And I feel like that's a good name for the Twitter handle, Saxonville. It's kind of catchy.
Will, if you were 1-0, you'd change your Twitter handle too. I got news for you. Roger Goodgroves from Double Coverage will wrap it up with you today, Roger.
Okay. I was at the London finals for the Jags Sevens flag football tournament on Sunday. Or Saturday, sorry. What's your view on how the Jags' investment in grassroots football will impact future UK players' participation in the game?
Yeah, here's a great question. There's a big investment the Jaguars have made in UK in 7-on-7 football, youth football, the development of the game there. And in order to play the game at a high level, you have to start at a young level a lot of times and work your way up through the system. And that's kind of what this thing is doing here in the UK. And that's something that's fairly new, Yanni.
Yeah, I feel like that's nice. That's real good to just bring our sport overseas over there and just show guys and, you know, show other people that, you know, that might be the sport they might want to play. You never know. And I just feel like it's good that we're being able to influence other people in another country.
You excited for Sunday here at Everbank?
Definitely.
No doubt about it. Yannick Ngakoue, good to see you. Thanks for taking the time
today.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.
Joining us here on the Jaguars Jam. We'll talk to you again next week.